This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. So glad to be here, a part of God's church, just meditating on how good it is to be a sheep, one that God has called, and to have a great pastor who's leading the sheep. And at this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you, Elder Phillips. All the elders, missionary, evangelists, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad for this door of utterance. We are God's church and we are established in the Word. That means we keep God's 10 precepts, the 10 commandments. That is God's word. That's what we preach. We are committed to the commandment. That's what we're going to talk about today. When we get into that, choir's got this number for you. Salvation. Choir, thank God.
Of men in a life of sin. But one day I made a choice. Through the sun I heard God's voice, preaching how he's holy, teaching the laws to me, recovering my sight with light. And when I heard the word, my earth began to quake. You see, I knew right then my world was going to change. At the crossroads of change, when I heard the voice, I made a choice to accept his judgment, to follow who he sent, to keep all of his commandments. Yes, indeed, I must be born again, and my world turned upside down. For what I truly found to be just like the Lord means I must sin no more.
Testimony of the Son of Man. His escape from a life of sin. Not first a minister, but saw God through his sister. As she testified of her life, he cried. Told him how she had changed, now called by Jesus' name. Things that she used to do, she no longer do. Had power over sin, and his eyes were open. At a revival, his earth began to quake. You see, he knew right then he wanted to be saved. At the crossroads of change, when he heard the voice, choice to accept his judgment, to follow whom he sent, to keep all the commandments. Yes, indeed, he'd be born again.
beautiful. Thank God for the covenant choir. Every note might not be right on the beat, right on the pitch, but our life is there, striving to please the master. Isn't that beautiful? Thank God. So I don't want any of you critics out there to start calling each other and say that you hear that choir. I would say, do you know their life? Isn't that beautiful? That's what's more important. Thank God. Before we go any further, Deacon Debbie, what's our announcements?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. This is God's Covenant Church, and we are under the direction of God. We became who we are because of God's anointing that's going on. Moses and all the prophets, our late Bishop Barfield, took a stand for God, lived a holy, sanctified life. She kept God's commandments and taught those that came after her, our Bishop Philip and our Bishop Dorothy. And we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. We're built on the same foundation they're built upon. That foundation is the Word of God. And the Word of God is 10 commandments. You cannot take one out. If you do, you break God's Word. And I believe the parable was, not a bone of him will be broken. And because of that, the Word stands today. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people.
Yes.
I believe the scripture, as the Lord said, the scripture cannot be broken.
Right.
And regardless of what man may think, none of the scriptures contradict itself.
Right.
Everything fits together. Everything is true about the scripture because it was inspired by the Spirit of God.
Yes.
Inspired
yes.
those to write it, and he inspires those to search it out.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
And without the Spirit of God, you cannot put the Word together.
All right.
You don't understand it after it's been sown. If God don't open up your understanding, you yet don't understand. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Titus 1 and 1.
Right.
We're here to enlighten, bring you truth, let you know that thy God reigneth. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Who is God's covenant church? We serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His name is Jesus. He's called Jehovah.
All right.
The great I am.
Yes.
Called by many names.
Yes.
But there's only one Lord, one faith,
one baptism.
So don't call us or write us or email us, text us. What faith are you? We are the faith.
All right.
The faith of Jesus. Those yes. that keep the commandments of God. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
That was Jesus' faith. That is the faith, to keep the commandments,
mm-hmm.
which is God's word.
Yes.
And the reason why I thought on this thought committed, because so many say, well, we got the Great Commission to go tell the world. The world have known about this since he left here. And the world have known about the word. And those that don't know about it, it's because they're not going to do it. God don't have to get every little soul to hear this when he knows they're not going to do it.
Right.
But he goes out to all for an example.
Yes.
And all the world do hear it. And the world is the same. Those that don't hear, they're just like those that did and wouldn't obey. So they don't have to hear it.
Right.
It's only a certain type of man. One in sin, one that's not.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Right.
Deacon Franny, Titus 1 and 1. What does it say?
Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect.
Now, this is according to the faith of God's elect. God elected a people. Let's go to Deuteronomy 28 and 9. Let's come back to this, though. We're going to come back.
All
right. Deuteronomy 28 and 9. Now, I didn't jot this down. This just came to my mind.
All right, Pastor.
I believe it's the Holy Ghost leading. Mm-hmm. You can call it what you like.
All right.
But a manuscript is not directing me.
Go ahead, Pastor.
What's directing me is what I know.
All right.
What I know is being brought back to my remembrance.
All right.
28 and 9 says what?
The Lord shall establish thee in holy people.
Now, this is what God promised. This is the elect. Mm-hmm. We were elected to do this.
Yes.
God elected us before the world began. It was in his mind.
All right.
You and I today and those that are going to come on board, because God knows all things, beginning and ending.
Yes,
isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
He knows all things. So if he asks the Lord, what's going to happen in a trillion years? He already knows.
All right.
Well, how is that possible? He's God.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
The elect, he said, the Lord shall establish thee in holy people unto himself. We're not committed to an organization.
No.
To follow the traditions and commandments of men.
Right.
What they set up. Oh, next year we're having a great convocation. If God don't call for it, we're not having it.
That's right.
We only know of us that's keeping the commandments. If you say we're keeping it, contact us. We want a fellowship.
Yes.
Read.
As he hath sworn unto thee.
Now God swore this. To establish a holy people. He didn't say he was going to establish a Baptist people. Methodist and on, you put whatever name you want to put there. Don't get offended at me. I'm reading the scripture.
All right, Pastor.
Read.
Yes. If thou shalt keep the commandments of
now,
the Lord thy
God.
Now,
he's going to establish a holy people if you are a commandment keeper.
Yes.
If you are one that keeps God's word.
Mm-hmm. And walk in his ways.
Walk in his ways. That's what this is all about.
Yes.
That's what this ministry is all about. It's not about to tell you how he died for our sins, which he did, and it's in the ministry.
Go ahead, Pastor.
It's not about to tell you his blood covers your sins and you ain't got to do nothing. And we got to tell everybody in the darkest part of China there was a man died for your sins. Isn't that what this is all about?
Yes.
We'll get into that, but I'm committed to preaching the commandments, God's word.
Beautiful.
Should you choose to obey, he's already paid the price for
us.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Come on in. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
As he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, what?
And walk in his ways.
What did he say?
And all people.
All people. That don't mean all people as everyone to see you, but all peoples. All what kind of people? Greek.
All right.
Black, white, whatever. All people of the earth.
Of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord.
You're going to see that we're called by his name because we're going to let his name shine. All we're going to tell you we're not Baptists. We keep his word. That's his name.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That's how you're going to see it.
That's
because
right.
we're going to let our light shine.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
You ain't got to guess. What are you, Presbyterian? You're going to know we're commandment keepers.
Right.
And that's God's word. You're going to know that. You're going to see it.
Yes.
Because we're not going to hide it in a bushel. We're not going to do that. But yet, we're not going to stuff it down your throat.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to stand outside the market while you're going in to buy cheese to tell you about God's word when you have no interest in it. We're not going to do that.
All right, Pastor.
But should you see one walking in the light, you say, what's your life all about? When you see us going to the service on the Sabbath day, the seventh day, you say, now that's a commandment keeper.
All right. All right.
They believe in the commandments. Yes, we do.
Yes.
And they're not done away with like these lying preachers tell you because they don't know God.
That's right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go back to Titus. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Titus 1 and 1.
Yes.
Paul was a servant of God.
Mm-hmm.
We're servants of God. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Because we serve the Lord, not an organization and these made up days and observations of traditions. We don't do that.
Right.
Paul.
A servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ.
What?
According to the faith of God's elect.
Our stand is according to the faith of God's elect. What?
And the acknowledging of the truth.
Now, we acknowledge the truth. So, well, Jesus is our truth. We acknowledge that.
Yes.
but is in godliness.
That's right.
Knowledge in the truth.
Mm-hmm. Which is after godliness.
Which is after godliness.
Yes.
Which is holiness. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
In hope of eternal life.
This is our hope. Our stand here is in hope of eternal life.
Yes.
Not to try to reach everybody, because you know what? Everyone that's in the dust of the earth is sleeping. When it's their time, they're going to rise. They're going to hear the voice of the Son of God.
Yes.
So we don't worry about our children, our beloved, our friends. I'm not going to send anything in. Pray for my drunk uncle. No.
That's right, Pastor.
When he's ready, if he ever get ready, if he's elected, he's going to come. He's going to come searching. In due time, he'll come.
That's
we
right.
don't worry about those that's asleep in the earth.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And all that hear my voice, we're not worried about you. But should you be able to hear?
Go ahead.
God said, rise up and walk. Isn't that
yes,
beautiful?
Yes, Lord.
Beautiful. Read.
Yes. In hope of eternal life.
In hope of eternal life. We've laid hold on it.
All right.
That's our hope, is to maintain eternal life. We've mm-hmm. laid hold on it. And what do we do? What do we do?
Yes.
What do we do? Right. Fight the good fight.
All right, Pastor.
We fight the good fight.
All right, go ahead,
thank
Pastor.
God.
Go ahead, Pastor. Yes.
You got your hand on it. Fight
yes.
for it. Hold
yes.
on it. Thank God. The devil's going to try to take your hands off of it. Lay hold on it. Hold on to it.
All right.
Fight.
Yes.
Got to put one hand down and sock him.
All right.
Okay? But
all right,
fight.
Pastor. Go ahead.
Thank God. Read.
Go ahead. Yes. Which God that cannot lie.
God which cannot lie. What?
Promised before the world began.
God promised this when we wasn't even thought about. He told Moses.
All right.
And it was told before Moses. I'm going to establish a people. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
God said, let's make man in our image. Yes. To make us in God's image, you got to be in the flesh first.
All right.
Because he didn't make that spirit like him, because you didn't earn it. Nothing you did. You got to earn this. You got to want this. You got to fight for this.
Yes.
So we were born in the spirit of the devil, and now you got to fight to come out of it.
All right.
Fight to die. Isn't that
yes.
beautiful?
Yes.
That's how you are made. Read.
Yes, Lord. But hath in due times manifested his word.
In due times, mm-hmm. not time, but time. There's times mm-hmm. and seasons yes. when God's word is manifested to the
right.
people. Let's go to Acts.
All right.
Let's go to Acts so 1 beautiful. And 6.
Yes,
that's
Lord.
What Peter was talking about when he asked the Lord about, when are you going to again restore the kingdom?
Mm-hmm.
And all that hear my voice, if you're not keeping God's commandments, living holy, you need the kingdom restored.
Right.
Because you don't have it.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
This is the time that God have chosen. There you hear the voice of one that's bringing you knowledge about keeping God's commandments,
right.
living holy.
Yes.
Acts 1 and 6, what does it say?
When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel?
Now, wait a minute. They had it. It was restored to them when John was preaching. Zacharias and Elizabeth were preaching. The kingdom was restored. But they're talking about to the people that don't know the knowledge.
Right.
And more importantly, the knowledge of the Son that have come on scene now. Because once the Lord came on scene, they had to forget about all the doctrine before that as far as the remedy for sin.
Right.
Now we have a new remedy for sin, Jesus.
All right.
The Lamb of God. Forget about bringing your bullocks and heifers anymore. That's over with now. Mm-hmm. But now, if you have to have a sacrifice, he's going to pay the price. Now you can get back to keeping God's
all
word.
Right. Yes.
But now you got to receive the Son. If you don't, the kingdom is lost to you.
Right.
And if you were bringing these bullocks and heifers in sincerity and not often and following the word, you had the kingdom.
Yes.
But so many had to have it restored
yes.
because they were in the air.
Yes.
Read.
And he said unto them.
What?
It is not for you to know the times or the seasons.
So there's times and seasons when the Lord is going to bring knowledge to those that are looking for him.
Right.
Why would God bring times and seasons to me in Detroit when I was 20 years old or 18 years old and I had no mind for it?
Right.
But he chose to give it to me when I got 25 out here in California and brought me here
yes.
to show me the knowledge.
Right.
Because it wasn't back there in Detroit. The eunuch had to go to Jerusalem
mm-hmm.
to get the knowledge about the Lord. Because it wasn't back there in Ethiopia
under Candace. It wasn't there.
Right.
Go to Jerusalem.
Beautiful.
Peter had to go to Cornelius because it wasn't there. The knowledge about Jesus. Right. He had the knowledge of the word.
Right.
But the knowledge of the Son, he didn't have that.
Right.
So he said Peter to him.
Yes.
That was a time.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Yes.
It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father have put in his own power.
What? Yes. But ye shall receive power.
But now you're going to have power. What?
After that, the Holy Ghost is
come. And now when the time
you.
And season come, you still can't do anything unless the Holy Ghost move you. Give you the power to do it.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
And ye shall be witnesses unto me.
Now both. You can witness when the Holy Ghost move on you.
Yes.
But now you're yet a witness if you're just letting your light shine. But to tell somebody something, to be a witness for God, Holy Ghost got to come upon you.
Yes.
What?
Witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem
what?
And in all Judea.
So even at home, you can't go tell somebody something. No. I can't tell my neighbors about this.
No.
It's like talking to a dog that don't understand English.
Mm-hmm.
Go over there and to one of these countries like Russia and talk to a dog and say, come here.
Mm-hmm. All right, Pastor.
And he'll look at you like, what you talking about?
Exactly.
You better say, come here in Russian,
because right,
he
right.
don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
You know, the university said, come
right.
here. All that whistle thing. Right, they don't mean it's going to work over there like that. It might bite you.
All right, Pastor.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
All right. Let's go to Titus again.
All right.
1.
Yes.
And 3. Let's read that again.
But hath in due times.
Due times.
Manifested his word.
What?
Through preaching.
Through preaching.
Which is committed.
So it's got to be committed to the one that God sends.
Right.
And it's got to be committed according. Mm-hmm.
Committed unto me according to the commandment.
It's got to be according to the commandment.
Of our God.
Because if you're not committed to preaching according
God,
to the commandment, you're not preaching God's word.
Thank God.
How plain is that? Matthew
yes.
10 and 5. Let's go there.
Very beautiful, Pastor. Yes.
You ain't preaching
God.
To the commandments. You're not preaching God's word.
Mm-hmm.
What you're preaching is about the word.
All right.
In yes. bits and parts.
10 and 5.
And
yes.
there's no healing when you're getting preached in bits and parts.
No, mm-hmm. no.
But God come to raise the dead. You can't raise nobody preaching part of the commandment.
No, you
can't raise the dead and they don't know the Sabbath day is the seventh day and they don't know how to honor the Father.
Right, Pastor.
Because if they knew how to honor the Father, they would have all these gods.
That's right.
They would make engraven images. How you gonna be raised when you're doing all of this stuff? Graven images, gods, and everywhere.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Taking his name in vain. How you gonna be raised from the dead? You're yet dead. That beautiful?
Yes, Pastor. That's right.
10 and 5, what does it say?
These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them,
so
saying,
everyone that God sends, get the commandments.
Yes.
Yes, Pastor.
He commanded Adam.
Yes.
The day you eat of this tree, you're going to die.
Yes.
So he knew what to do, what not to do.
Right.
The commandments tell you what to do, what not to do. The word of God tells us what to do, what not to do.
That's right, Pastor.
He commanded them, saying what?
Go not into the way of the Gentiles.
So we don't act like these preachers out here that don't know God.
Mm-hmm.
And every one of them out here that don't know God, they all say the same thing. They're all in agreement. But they'll tell you, well, I'm coming from South Street. You coming from East Street. You coming from the West Side. But we're going to all wind up together downtown. I don't think so. God only got one highway.
Go ahead.
It's
Go
called
ahead.
The Highway of Holiness. You don't get there on any road. That's the highway of holiness, how you get to God.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Not starting from north, south, east, west, in your town, and from your way. Go not into the way of the Gentiles. What?
Uh-huh. And into any city of the Samaritans, enter ye not.
But what?
But go rather to the lost sheep.
Here's what we're coming to. Those that are in this world lost to the knowledge of God.
Yes.
Lost sheep.
Of the house of Israel.
It's of the house of Israel.
Yes.
That means if you call yourself a Christian, you should know that if you are a true Christian, you are of the house of Israel.
Yes.
Which means you are a Jew. Isn't
yes.
that beautiful?
Yes.
And I'm not, I'm glad to say that.
Yes. Yes.
I'm not ashamed to say I'm a Jew. So you ain't no, yes I am.
All right.
You just don't know what a Jew is.
Yes.
Jew is one that's sanctified.
All right.
Been cleansed, hearts been circumcised.
Yes.
That's a Jew.
Yes.
And I was taught that by a true Jew,
right.
naturally so.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
And he counted what he had as a Jew as dung.
All right.
So do I. Isn't that beautiful?
Go ahead.
So don't come tell me about your nationality.
Go ahead,
it's
Pastor.
About your spirit.
Go ahead.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Seven. Matthew 7:13. What does it say?
Yes, Pastor.
Thank God. What does it say?
Enter ye in at the straight gate.
This is how he sent his anointed. Mm-hmm. Enter ye in at the straight gate. That means enter in at the strict way.
Yes.
Most of these churchgoers, they love going to these churches where everything is free for all. They can go to Vegas. They can do anything they want to
right,
do
Pastor.
And say, I'm a Christian. Not so in God.
All right, Pastor.
It's not like that.
Right.
It's a strict and straight and narrow way.
Yes.
Enter ye in at the straight gate. What?
For wide is the gate.
Wide are these leaders.
All right.
Wide and given to all kind of shenanigans. You can come once a month. Just bring, pay your tithes.
Right.
You can go off and say you're going to some far country. They'll say, well, we'll Google and see if there's a church there like ours. Mm-hmm. And no doubt they can find one.
All right, Pastor.
Because there's something for everybody everywhere. But he said, you're the fewest of all people.
All right.
Everywhere we go, we're trying to find the holy, the sanctified. We can't find them. And possibly the so-called we find, and they're just as full of shenanigans they can be.
All right.
Read.
And broad is the way.
Broad is the way.
That leadeth to destruction.
Now these gates, these leaders lead you to destruction. Mm-hmm. Now, how do you have five churches in 1 mile radius and everyone say they're of God?
All right, Pastor.
And sometimes they're all Baptists. Sometimes it's Baptist, Presbyterian, Lutheran, all in 1 mile radius. Mm. That's the least you might find. Five.
All right, that's right.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org.